You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
For those of you that have helped us supply the 2,007 meals that are now on the shelf in the pantry of the Bowery, thank you. For those of you that would like to help us get the other 4,993, we still need your help. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. So excited to be on this mission with you at AM 570, The Mission, where we ask you to help us change the world. That's why we changed our name, actually. We were inspired by the good folks at the Bowery and watching what they do on a regular basis impact New York City as best they can. And we said, you know what, that's part of what AM 570 is supposed to be about. And when we came up with the idea of becoming The Mission, it was very much that. The Mission is a twofold name, though. A mission in the old days was where people could go and find respite from the hostility of the outside world. It was a safe place. You could seek shelter in a mission from the harsh elements beyond its borders. But there's also the very proactive mission of taking the gospel of Jesus Christ and introducing it to people in different ways. And so very much like that desire is what we talk about here at AM 570 all the time. The Bowery Mission has been living out in Technicolor reality in Lower Manhattan for the last 100-plus years. And Dave Jones is the president, and he is back with us, and thankful to have him again. Dave, when we talk about the work that the Bowery has entailed, you've had numbers of presidents come through your facility. You've got the piano of Fanny Crosby, the great hymn writer that's in one of your classrooms. You've got a facility to help teach people technical skills and job placement. You've got a really active, busy, famous, world-renowned place that is still doing some 100 years later what it set out to do from the beginning, and that is to be an effective provider of compassionate care and life transformation for the people that hurt in New York City. It must be really exciting to go to work for you every day.
It is. When you can go to a work and remember that Fanny Crosby wrote songs like Blessed Assurance, you know, in our halls, that she was helping those that we serve even today, the same kinds of situations, people experiencing poverty. And in the midst of that, in our chapel, you know, she wrote her songs. And, you know, that blessed assurance, we get to see it today. People enter into that. We see the light come on. We see people go and suddenly and know that they have hope. And that changes everything.
If you've just joined us, we've spoken with Dave a number of times now, and over the course of these weeks, we are asking people to be part of their feeding program. Now, that doesn't mean they need you to go down and stir a pot of soup or put ham in the oven or anything else. They have volunteers that are coming in from across the country to do that, but their pantry is frequently not stocked properly, and that's because of the mass numbers of people that they are feeding on a daily basis. Dave, you said earlier, I believe the number is something of more than 1,000 people a day coming to Bowery looking for sustenance to survive. That adds up quickly in terms of meals. I mean, if you're just doing Happy Meals from McDonald's, you're talking about several thousands of dollars just in one day's worth of food consumption. And yet you continue to make the food available because you understand that even though it costs money to make the food is where you have the opportunity to intersect with the lives of these folks and to really begin to to help them on an even deeper level?
What we're hoping that they experience when they come to us is not just the meal. The meal is the starting point, but also the relationship. And it's relationship that changes everything. Relationship first for the human being who knows Christ, and then ultimately for them, that relationship to introduce them to a place where they can walk with Christ and have their other needs met, because very few people walk into our door that the only need they have is a meal.
Sure.
That's the starting point for the conversation.
And friend, if you would like to begin those conversations, literally, when you supply a plate of food, you allow that conversation to begin over that meal that they share. They're $1.60, and for $1.60, they are fed very well. They will also help them with some hygiene items. They will be offered showers, even shelter if they are in need of it at the Bowery Mission. And the mission expands. The changing face of homelessness is really something that shocks people. But of the 60,000 people, and just let that sink in for a second, friend, 60,000 people here in the tri-state that are homeless, of that many, 20,000 plus of them are children, and a good number of the rest of them are women. And so because of that, the Bowery is expanding its women's facilities and shelters. There's a huge need for that. They can serve, by the way, with those plans, up to 400 women a year through those processes, and be able to provide for some of their children as well. That's an amazing thing.
And one that does not happen unless you get involved. We've got to do it together. And friends, that's why we're having this conversation this week. 1-800-882-9935. 800-882-9935. And when you do, you're helping people's lives become transformed.
I was homeless for 6 years, and the lowest point of my life was sitting on the train for 3 years and eating all the garbage cans. I had no hope, no love, no sense of direction, no purpose, lost. I even considered jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge. 5 years ago, one cold night, I had nowhere to go. I was drugged up, I was drunk. I remembered that one of my friends told me I should go to the Bowery Mission. I jumped on the F train and walked in through the doors of the chapel and gave my life to God. And from that time to now, my life has never been the same again. My name is Dylan Ali, and I am a chef at the Bowery Mission. It started from the bottom, from scrubbing the dishes to cleaning the bathrooms, to doing prep, and I worked my way up. I wanted to learn more, and through the Bowery Mission, they sent me to school where I had the opportunity to learn culinary arts. So I studied and I got my food protection license. I've learned cooking skills through this mission. I've learned how to cook food that would be healthy. I've learned how to lead, how to follow. So those are the practical things that I've learned and still learning.
Father, we thank you so much, Lord God. We thank you that you give us undeserved favor with a lot of flavor, Lord Jesus.
Father, I cook for about 800 to 1,000 people per day. What's rewarding for me is to see a smile on someone's face. After I graduated from the first 6 months of the mission program, I started to go to Bible school. And for the past 3 years, you know, studying after work here, I just got my degree in Bible study. My goal is to be all that God has called me to be. And I'm going to continue, by the grace of God, to go to Bible school. I'm going to go on to get my doctorate. And I'm going to keep studying. I'm going to keep serving. I found my purpose in life now, ultimately, to show God's love and to serve others.
And did you figure out what it was that he did that that made the difference? He followed someone's suggestion that he go to the Bowery Mission. He followed that instruction. He went and he found for himself, and he was greeted with a plate of food. And friends, we have the unique opportunity to provide those meals so that they can then enter into those conversations with those folks and help them find the resources that they need. Friends, the meals are $1.60, $1.59. If you give a one-time gift right now of $160, that's 100 meals of the 7,000 that they need to have on hand for Thanksgiving Day. Will you call this number, and right now if you give, it's going to be matched meal for meal. If we can get 1,000 meals in the next 10 minutes, we will match that. That's just 10 of you doing a one-time gift of $160. 800-882-9935 is the number. 1-800-882-9935. 800-882-9935. You can also give online at WMCA.com. But go and make a difference in someone's life right now. 1-800-882-9935. Hi, Kevin McCullough. To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, says Ecclesiastes 3:1. When entering the blessed season of marriage, you want to share a token of lifelong commitment with your beloved that matches your own personal style and taste. And what better way to ensure the quality of your engagement ring and wedding bands, and that it symbolizes truly your love, than by putting your faith in our friend anew at Lord's Diamonds? You see, she has an impeccable reputation and consistently produces beautiful custom rings. She takes the time to walk you through the exclusive custom design process and uses the highest quality diamonds regardless of budget. She will work one-on-one at your pace to make certain her one-of-a-kind creation is to your utmost satisfaction. I know, because she did that for my lovely bride. Commemorate your season of love with a timeless ring from a Christ-centered business. Call anew today at 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or visit her online at lordsdiamonds.com. That's lordsdiamonds.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Kevin Cottrell, Coffee with Kevin from My Pillow. You know, I've been using My Pillow since before they started advertising on WMCA because of neck and shoulder soreness when I would wake up. And you know something? It worked. There's nothing like a good night's sleep. My wife, my mother, even my daughters use MyPillow. And since you, our WMCA family, have helped make MyPillow the amazing company it is today, Mike Lindell, the CEO and inventor, wants to give back by offering deep discounts on the MyPillow mattress topper, which I love sleeping on, and their luxurious Giza cotton bed sheets, and a buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow. Also, get Mike's life story at a discount too. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO. MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and enter promo code WMCA for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer, or call 800-651-0798. That's MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798. Use promo code WMCA.
Imagining more for your children's education? Hi, I'm Christopher DeSantis, and as a dad of three students, I found more at Gateway Academy. At the Academy, academic accomplishments and success are important, yet faith, purpose, and character even more so. Educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. This is why my children attend Gateway Academy, a daycare through eighth grade school in Staten Island, offering children a safe environment, academic distinction, small classes, and a Christian worldview. Now, children can experience all this at the high school level too. Gateway Academy is partnering with Liberty University's Online Academy to start a Christian high school in September 2020. Students will have the opportunity to graduate with a high school and Associate of Arts degree. Want to learn more about Gateway Academy? Call 718-966-8695. That's 718-966-8695. Gateway Academy in Staten Island, teaching children to think, believe, and become.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
800-882-9935. And along those lines, a very generous donor has come along and said, hey, I will give a matching gift of $1,600. That's 1,000 meals if we can reply with 1,000 meals in return. So 10 of you doing $160, that's 100 meals, would meet that challenge. 20 of you doing $80, that's a 50-meal match. We need 20 of you to do those. We could make that match. But if we come together, if we do this together, then we can get very near having raised all the money necessary to have those meals on the shelf. And friends, it's so vital that you call now. We're running out of time. We've been at this for a couple of weeks, and it is now time to make the decision. Will we help the Bowery Mission introduce Jesus Christ to those who are hungry when they come searching for their basic needs, or will we ignore them? And for all the good that we do at AM 570, The Mission, I still find it ironic that there are sometimes people that come up to me and say, Kev, you're always raising money for, you know, hungry kids overseas or various things. When are we going to help New Yorkers? Well, we're helping them. These are the least of the least. These are the ones that are the most outcast. And when they knock on the red door at the Bowery Mission, and when you've heard their story and understand what God is doing in their life, and you see the life change, friends, how can you not run to their aid? 800-882-9935. It's important that we call. You've been praying about it. You've heard the stories. You now know the real gist of what's happening. And coming up next segment, we're going to hear from representatives of the Goodwill Rescue Mission. If you know of the work of the Goodwill Rescue Mission with the Newark area, now you know that they have joined forces with Bowery, these two historic missions coming together to help New Yorkers in the tri-state for over 200 years when you add them up. Friends, they need our help. Their kitchens are bare. They are serving in excess of many thousand meals per day. And it is really, really vital that we take the advantage of this matching challenge that's been put forward, a $1,600 match. And you can match that in a one gift, $1,600. Or if you have if there are 10 that will say we'll do a one-time gift of 160, or 20 that will do a one-time gift of 80, we will meet that challenge. But we need to act on it, and we need to challenge ourselves to meet that challenge now. It's going to run out shortly, and we don't want to have left that opportunity on the table. So please pick up the phone and call 1-800-882-9935. 1-800-882-9935. And it doesn't work, friend, unless you take the step forward to help them provide the meals that they need for the people that come in to do the intake. In this time of year, they need thousands of meals a day to just meet the basic need of the homeless population that is coming to both the Bowery and the Goodwill Rescue Missions. If you were listening yesterday, you noticed that I made mention that these two historic missions serving Newark and New York City now number more than 100 years in service each to those communities, and women are being helped at both places. Women like Emily.
When I was 9 years old, my mother, my brother, and I became homeless, and it was a very scary time for us. My mother didn't know what to do. She didn't have a job, and she was also very sick at the time, so we ended up going to a homeless shelter. It was just a sad time. Pretty much every weekend, we will spend all Saturday going to different soup kitchens around New York City. And then one of the fellow homeless told us about the Bowery Mission. The Bowery Mission was a lot more comforting. The staff was different. They didn't treat us like this another homeless family coming in for a free meal. You sat down, you had service, and you got a message of hope every day that you came here. 2 years ago, I was working cosmetic store and no longer homeless, had my own apartment, had a son now, back on my feet, starting school. And I realized I wanted to give back to where it all started. Every time I come back and I volunteer, I love to be in the kitchen. Love to be getting my hands dirty. I want to make something. When I'm serving, it's a good time for me to just start chatting because I'm this little chatterbox. The people who come in now, they look at me and they look at me as, oh, well, she hasn't gone through what I've gone through. And I want to make sure that they know that I've been on the other side. I've been there too. When I came back to the chapel after so long, I just started to cry because it just made me remember that time. Now that I come back and I look at the chapel, it still feels the same. It still feels warm. It still feels like home. I owe the Bowery Mission everything. If it wasn't for the Bowery Mission, I don't know where I'll be right now.
So many people can say that, and there are so many lives that have been changed, and every one of them, as you noticed with Emily's story, started with a meal, started with when she was 9 years old, coming in with her mom and desiring to just have a basic need met. And eventually her whole life not only turns around, but now she turns and gives back to the Bowery Mission. Friends, with the food that we provide for the pantry, those meals become available to the next group of people that are coming through. And every single day between now and on Thanksgiving Day, there are going to be 1,000 people or more coming through the red doors that are in need of that hope, that are in need of that food. And for $1.60, you can provide that plate of food that starts the creating process of one's life to do something that they haven't done before. 1-800-882-9935. 1-800-882-9935. 800-882-9935. I need you to call right now. A gift of $160 will supply 10 meals. I'm sorry, 100 meals at $1.60 each. $80 would supply 50 meals. And if you could do something really large and challenge our audience, maybe a $1,600 gift, which would be a 1,000 meal match. And if you would do that, friends, we could begin to really help them supply those 8,000 to 12,000 meals that they need just on Thanksgiving Day at the Bowery Mission by simply giving a gift. Would you be Jesus to these people? 1-800-882-9935. You can also give online at Bowery.org, Bowery.org, or 1-800-882-9935. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you're in the middle of, right? It's that I've almost got a cold. I think I'm catching a cold. I think I got a cold kind of season. I hear it even in my own family. Oh, I got a drip last night. Well, did you really? You didn't have to. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, to who and when. I even heard one of the endorsers of Balance of Nature this week say, you know, I doubled my dose and I think I might be getting better. And I wanted to say, well, why didn't you quadruple it? And you wouldn't even have the cold anymore. But I didn't. I held back. You know why? I know the truth of the power of Balance of Nature. It's helped cure every seasonal act of bronchitis that I've gotten over the last 5 years. In fact, I don't get seasonal chronic bronchitis anymore. And while the sniffles may be going around the McCullough household because my kids and my bride sometimes don't want to take the fruits and veggies, guess what? I'm not afraid to get their colds because I am loaded with fruits and veggies. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're made up of just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, all of them working in your immune system, just keeping you nice and strong. Anyway, a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to have that prettier skin. You're going to have a lot more energy. But you'll have a better immune system helping to fight off and ward off that nasty fall cold. So get Balance of Nature and experience the difference for yourself. And right now, they've got 35% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now, this offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Go 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code THEMISSION.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-5496. 1-800-990-5496. That's 1-800-990-5496.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to thank you to those of you that have helped us with the Bowery Mission thus far. We've packed about 15% of the pantry for their coming Thanksgiving Day feast. What that means is there's 7,000 homeless people that they will try to feed on Thanksgiving Day, all the while extending the love and grace of Jesus, giving them the gospel in word and in deed, and in sometimes in hugs or even gifts of a coat or a blanket that will help keep them warm this winter. Those homeless families, people, children, women, men, they have nowhere else to turn on Thanksgiving Day. But the Bowery Mission has been there for 140 plus years. And this year, we are again thrilled to partner with them to help provide some of the meals that will be served at their 9 locations throughout the tri-state area on Thanksgiving Day. Thus far, we have accomplished nearly 1,000 meals. 981 meals have been supplied. They cost $1.60. Can you supply a Thanksgiving Day dinner for somebody for $1.60? Try it at your local grocery store. I think to get one for your family, you'd spend in excess of $100 just for that. If you could give a gift of $160, you could supply 100 of the 7,000 meals that are needed, and we have 6,000 meals to go. But we need your help now. Now, in order to help you, our friends at Fellowship Home Loans have a little bit of a matching challenge. If we can get 10 people to do $160 in the next 10 minutes, they'll match those 1,000 meals, but you need to call now. Here's the number, 1-800-882-9935, 800-882-9935, 1-800-882-9935. Give a gift right now and watch it double the number of meals that can be served and the amount of good that we can do this Thanksgiving for those who have nowhere else to turn. A meal, the love of Jesus, all provided by your gift of $1.60. Call right now. $160 supplies 100 meals. 800-882-9935.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
800-882-9935. If you've been calling but you got a busy signal, please call right back. And thank you to those of you that are responding. It makes such a difference, friends, to know that, yeah, our churches probably don't have the capacity to take in 8,000 homeless people on Thanksgiving Day. But it's also incredible to remember that for 138 years, the Bowery Mission and their larger presence now, as they have become combined with the Goodwill Rescue Mission in Newark. But these two lighthouses in their communities have been doing this for 100 plus years. And friends, the need is tremendous. But you can make a difference by going to the phone and giving a gift right now. Here's real simple what we need. We need 3,900 meals to go. 39 people. You could be one of them. Picking up the phone, 800-882-9935, 800-882-9935, and giving $160. That's about what you're going to spend for Thanksgiving dinner for your family, if it's an average-size family. For that amount, you could also feed 100 additional people that are without a place to stay. You feed children that are without a home to go to on Thanksgiving Day. You may not have the room for them in your own home, but you can make sure that they get fed on Thanksgiving Day in a place that cares about them, called the Bowery Mission. 800-882-9935. And every meal that is supplied this hour is being matched by a group of listeners that just want to help encourage you do the same thing. Feed those who are hungry. Doesn't get more biblical than that. The story of Pamela. So she wanted, she realized, you know, she goes on this bender. She's awake for 3 days. She can't see straight. She hates herself. She remembers in the back of her head that her sister told her that the Bowery Mission had a recovery program for women. And she called to see if she could get in the program, and they were at capacity. And they said, no, there's no room. And she kept calling day after day after day. They finally went out and bought a new bed and squeezed it in between two other ones just to make room for her. When she got into the program, she now says she found exactly what she needed. She found discipline. She found the ability to conquer the addictions. She became a stronger woman. She stood up for herself. A few years later, after she was done with the program, she met a man named Eugene. He had also graduated from the mission. And they got married in 1998. After she graduated from the Women's Center, she went to work for a church for 5 years as the secretary. She decided she enjoyed working with God's people so much that she went to enroll in the New York Theological Seminary in 2007, and she got her master's in divinity studies. And now she has her doctorate. So think of this. On the streets, on drugs, for 15 years, society was done with her. You're of no use to us. Bye-bye. Someone tells her about the Bowery. She goes to the Bowery. She finds what she needs, most importantly, the love of Jesus, but it came through a plate of food. And she goes on to get her doctorate in biblical studies, and she's working for the kingdom. She said, thank you to the Bowery Mission, because without it, I would not have obtained that source of resilience and the wonder to the life I now live. She said, today I have a heart for the hopeless, something I didn't have before, but now I want to make a difference. Friends, that's just one life. That's just one example. There are 8,000 Pamelas that are going to come to the Bowery Mission on Thanksgiving Day. Right now, they still need 3,900 meals to feed all 8,000 people that are going to come. They need your help. 1-800-882-9935. 800-882-9935. We don't want to leave any of those. We don't want the Bowery to have to shut the door at, you know, halfway through the feeding on Thanksgiving Day. So that's why a number of listeners and I have decided we're going to do something about this. We're going to encourage you today. We're going to say, we will match the meals that you give if you give before this hour is done. 1-800-882-9935. 800-882-9935. Pick up your cell phone right now. Put in that number, 1-800-882-9935. I'm going to take this break. You call, talk to Grace or Leah or Hope or Elisa, and get your information. It just takes a couple of minutes. If it's easier for you to give online, do that. Go to am570themission.com, click on the Bowery banner, or go to bowery.org, B-O-W-E-R-Y. I'm Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE.
That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Looking to show your clients or employees just how much you appreciate them and really make your business stand out? I want you to take your next corporate event up a notch with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis luxury private yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room, a huge dance floor, immaculate restrooms, and a gorgeous upper deck. It's the perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views of Manhattan. Food and service are excellent. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. And the Atlantis is the perfect venue for corporate events. You could do weddings there, too. Anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs. You name it. And why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis right now. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention WMCA Radio and you'll get a free menu upgrade. Call 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. Or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323, 800-494-2323, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Oh,
oh, always on my road, I'm still New York. Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's Monday, and that means it's time to check in on what's going on with the markets because we're headed down the stretch here. You know, the end of the year is within sight, and as we have kicked into the fourth quarter, I was just thinking about this yesterday, David Fisher. You know, we're not as, with my 10, 7, and 5-year-old, we're not as say market oriented with them as, you know, say you and I sitting there talking, but we are measuring this year by quarters because the final Star Wars comes out in December. And so now there's the countdown to how long until the final Star Wars is in the theaters. Well, that reminded me, here we are, end of the year, another year that you've made a lot of predictions, etc. But as we get into this back half of October, I'm just curious, what do you see in the week ahead for the markets?
Well, actually, the market is kind of in a lull right now as far as there's no new highs, no new lows. There's not a lot of roller coasters, not a lot of chops causing or decisions that are making anything happen one way or the other. I will say, though, there's more people coming out that are convinced that the market's about ready to pull back. And another one just came out, Bill Blaine. He's a strategist for Shard Capital, a guy who's been doing this for 30 years, got a lot of experience. And he said that it's the time bomb is ticking for the debt markets. He's more convinced of it, that they're about ready to blow up. He's saying the quantitative easing done by the Fed is not going to work. So when you look at the two main influences, the China-U.S. trade deal and the Fed, its stimulus, those are the two influences, and we're kind of on a lull on both of them. But he's saying that investors might look at selling in the future corporate debt. We talked about this before. I think I might need to visit this again. But he said this is what's going to happen is the market – these investors will find out that this market will be illiquid. We're talking about pension money now. And he says there will be cause a massive avalanche in bond misery. This is similar to a crisis he said that would happen, that did happen in 2008. That was done by banks. This one is going to be in the bond market. So a big lull, but we're gearing up for something major, maybe.
Well, you and I talked last week about the handshake agreement that we think we have with China. Are we any closer to getting an actual deal done?
Well, yeah. For the first time Saturday, Kevin, the China's Vice Premier, Liu He, actually came out and said this, that phase one is a deal represented. We've made progress in many different fields, he said. They're laying an important foundation of signing this phased agreement. So China and the U.S. have some sort of an understanding from the, you know, weeks previously. But this has been going on for 15 months. There's been 9 big negotiations that have failed. Phase one trade deal, though, to put it into perspective, Kevin, is more like a farm package deal. It was China agreeing verbally through a handshake to buy $50 million of soybeans, or excuse me, $50 billion of soybeans.
Right.
So, but it wasn't a written contract, and they didn't have parameters to it. Well, what happened since that handshake is last week, China went to the market and bought soybeans. Unfortunately, it was the Brazilian soybeans. They purchased 480,000 tons of soybeans, 8 bulk carriers representing $173 million. And the top traders in the U.S. markets, exporters, told Reuters that China has not logged one sale of U.S. soybeans last week. So it's unfortunately the handshake is not following through with a full commitment. And the opposite is quite frankly just happening. It's not a, you know, this trade deal, by the way, will probably end up in a zero-sum game because obviously once again, China is an untrustworthy entity to work with.
You talked a little bit about the Fed last week as well, and we think that there was a QE, at least something that kind of resembled that. Are we in for more of that in fourth quarter?
Yeah, don't call it QE. That's what everybody says. It's not QE. The Fed insists it's not QE, but in reality, Kevin, it is QE. $60 billion a month of Treasury purchases. It's Treasury bill purchases versus coupon of Treasuries. It's a little bit different. Last time we did the Fed did $200 billion in 1 month in 2008 to inject in the system. They're committing to $60 billion a month right now. A good source right now is Goldman Sachs. I usually don't like to use them as a source, but I think they got it spot on. Christina Mueller-Glassman confirmed with Goldman Sachs that this monetary policy is the main driver of the market this year in 2019. So it's the Fed, like I have said before, is the one that dictates the market, and now we have Goldman Sachs saying that. She said, though, this is all going to come to an end. In fact, she's talking about next week, this is all going to change, and this QE, don't call it QE, didn't work, but we're heading into another 2001, 2002 crisis, a 2008, where stocks became overvalued. We saw that in the, previously. We're headed down the same road. And another person chimed in, who's the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres. He talked at the UN on Saturday and said similar things. He said that central banks are out of ammo, and he's calling for a major recession. He fears the possibility of what he calls a great fracture between the world. He said it's not too late, but here's what needs to be done. He says, we got to start to come together to help this economy out. And he's saying, stop the debt buildup is what he's saying. The biggest thing is that will cause the crisis, but the government has to come to the rescue instead of the Fed. So it's kind of like talking out of both sides of his mouth. I don't know where the power the government has, because that's just going into debt. But the problem is that we're going to have a major problem coming up, and this is where we could see that bail-in happen.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Last night on 60 Minutes, Christine Lagarde, who's the incoming European Central Bank administrator, of course, she was with the International Monetary Fund, she actually tipped her hat last night and said, Yeah, it looks like, you know, the uncertainty in the world could bring about, you know, a pullback, recessionary times. And it was I thought it was rather honest, very interesting. I'm not a big fan of Lagarde, but I thought she was candid, at least in that answer. So real quickly, we talk about a bail-in all the time. Is it, do you think if we do have these hiccups that that's what they're going to turn to?
You know, I think more than likely we're headed that direction. I did a little bit of reading and review of things that I wrote in the past, and I was a little bit blown away. I didn't quite focus in on detail, but when I looked at the white paper, because a lot of people ask me, where do you get your information? The white paper from the FDIC and the Bank of England, it's an 18-page report. Four times they actually used the word bail-in and described how the bail-in would happen. So this is a real deal. This is why we advocate getting some gold. Central Bank last week, Dutch Central Bank said there's going to be a collapse. All these people, the UN Secretary, Bill Blaine, every week someone else comes out, Goldman Sachs, get some gold in your portfolio. We're getting closer to that event. Will it happen or not? Well, at least we're going to have a recession, and a bail-in might follow that.
Yeah, well, and friends, the best way to be prepared is to understand what you're looking at. If you're like most people, you just see things happen. You don't understand what they mean. Get the white paper from David's group, The Coming Bail-In. You can request it for free. It's the seventh edition that he's published on this, and it is scary, the amount of information and, you know, predictions and so forth he's made over time. But this has happened in, seven countries in the last 8 years? And, friends, now we have a law that allows it to happen in the U.S., and it's right there in black and white. 844-604-2575. Get your complimentary copy of The Coming Bail-In. And while you're there, ask him about the new newsletter, Gold, Is It Now a Golden Opportunity? 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, happy Monday to you. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, my final thought for this Monday coming up next.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. His firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you're in the middle of, right? It's that I've almost got a cold. I think I'm catching a cold. I think I got a cold kind of season. I hear it even in my own family. Oh, I got a drip last night. Well, did you really? You didn't have to. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, to who and when. I even heard one of the endorsers of Balance of Nature this week say, you know, I doubled my dose and I think I might be getting better. And I wanted to say, well, why didn't you quadruple it? And you wouldn't even have the cold anymore. But I didn't. I held back. You know why? I know the truth of the power of Balance of Nature. It's helped cure every seasonal act of bronchitis that I've gotten over the last 5 years. In fact, I don't get seasonal chronic bronchitis anymore. And while the sniffles maybe going around the McCullough household because my kids and my bride sometimes don't want to take the fruits and veggies. Guess what? I'm not afraid to get their colds because I am loaded with fruits and veggies. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're made up of just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, all of them working in your immune system, just keeping you nice and strong. Anyway, a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to have that prettier skin. You're going to have a lot more energy, but you'll have a better immune system helping to fight off and ward off that nasty fall cold. So get Balance of Nature and experience the difference for yourself. And right now, they've got 35% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now, this offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Go 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code THEMISSION.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, we're getting close to that 1,000-meal match. Can you make it happen right now? 1-800-882-9935. 800-882-9935. If you can give a gift of $160, that'll supply 100 meals. And 10 of you doing that supplies 1,000. We need 7,000 meals for Thanksgiving Day. I want you to hear the story of Pauline before we're done today.
I'm Pauline Bethel. I'm from Benton, Arkansas. Last summer, I came to the Barry Mission with my church group, and we came and spent 2 weeks here. After my 2 weeks in the summer, I knew my life was changed just for having been here, and that's why I wanted to come again. I came toward the end of January and stayed for a month, and then I'm coming back in June. So that really adds up to be a lot of time, and sometimes my folks remind me, you've been in New York about as much as you've been in Arkansas this year. You know, I guess it's good or bad, I don't know, but I still like it. When I came to the Bowery Mission, I knew that I needed a job. I needed to plug in somewhere. So the kitchen became my spot. I can cut and chop and serve. There's nothing makes a cook happier than have people that want to come and eat what you prepared. Serving food is such a good way to get close to somebody. I like the way so many meals are turned out. The food is very good. It's been fun to be a part of that, to help with it. But the first trip I made here, I looked around and I thought, man, they need some new equipment in the kitchen. I wonder why they don't buy some new stoves. Those convection oven doors, you have to get them just right or they won't close. And the stoves are hard to turn on. And then I began to see the picture. There wasn't money to buy new stoves. One day my minister said to me, wouldn't it be fun if we could do that? Like, have money to buy stoves. I thought, yeah, ha. So I mentioned the idea to my son who lives in Benton, and he said, get 3 bids and go for it. Let's make it happen. Well, that's all it took. I went back to Arkansas, and my whole idea was not fundraisers, not anything big. I just wanted to go back and tell my friends and people that I came in contact as I went what we were doing, what the need was. I didn't know how long it would take.
But she did it. Paulina Bethel raised the money and got the stoves for the Bowery Mission. Friends, we're not asking you to buy stoves. Will you just help us with the food for Thanksgiving Day? If one volunteer can come from Arkansas and spend half her year volunteering, cooking, serving, smiling, cleaning, and loving, can we not here in New York City also step up? Friends, a match underway right now, but you need to call 1-800-882-9935, 800-882-9935, 1-800-882-9935. We'll see you next time.